Welcome to the deep dive. Think about how a factory assembly line works, right? It's like this very rigid straight path.
Yeah, exactly. Part A goes to station one, then to, station two, all the way down the line.
Right. And now imagine trying to build something as insanely complex and dynamic as a human brain on that same flat, one-dimensional conveyor belt.
I mean, it would just break down almost immediately. You'd hit this massive bottleneck trying to force all that parallel thinking through a single narrow tube.
Okay, let's unpack this
Yeah.
because today we are looking at a fascinating document from 2026 outlining the Loom AI framework.
Yeah, the Loom framework.
Right, which is a pure Go-based engine that honestly, it completely blows up that flat assembly line concept. Because legacy frameworks like PyTorch, they still basically build AI using those 1D sequential
Well, they
layers.
really do. I mean, in traditional models, data flows sequentially from layer n to layer n plus one. But as models scale up into the billions of parameters, that rigid pipeline severely limits the hardware.
Mofer.
So Loom solves this by transforming the neural network into a 3D volumetric grid. Every single layer gets a strict geometric coordinate, so z, y, x, and l.
So instead of that 1D factory line, Loom is kind of setting up a bustling 3D city.
Exactly, a 3D city.
And instead of traffic having to drive down one single main street, signals can just like spatially hop across city blocks. They can completely bypass adjacent layers if they need to, right?
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is how closely this spatial hopping mimics the biological routing in our own brains.
Wait, like actual brain biology.
Yeah, specifically human cortical columns. Because signals are traversing a 3D space rather than a flat line, you can create these complex feedback loops and nonlinear data flows.
Which you just can't do on a flat line.
Right, just can't express that elegantly in a standard sequential pipeline.
But okay, navigating a massive 3D city with millions of signals hopping around everywhere, I mean, that has to create a massive traffic jam. The memory bandwidth required for that must be staggering.
It is. And, well, that's the exact problem Loom's multi-numerical polymorphism, or MPLA, was built to solve.
MPLA, got it.
Yeah. So it manages the traffic by dynamically shrinking the math down to different positions on the fly. I mean, it can even compress data all the way down to one-bit binary.
Wait, I have to push back on that. If you shrink the math down to one-bit binary, aren't you throwing away like 99% of the precision? Shouldn't the model's logic just completely fall apart at that resolution?
It really seems like it should. But Loom uses what it calls a weight store engine to prevent that corruption.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, the weight store keeps a master SOT32 representation. It's like a high-precision source of truth, safely tucked away. And during execution, it uses a function called simulate precision.
So it's basically holding the high-definition blueprint, but quickly printing out a low-res sketch for the actual construction work.
That is a great way to put it, yeah. It forces that master SOT32 weight to mathematically behave like a lower bit version just for the calculation.
Oh.
Yeah. And by packing these low bit representations on the fly into 21 different precisions, it shatters the standard 192 gigabyte per second memory bandwidth wall. It gets up to like 98.4% compression.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Because signals are now hopping dynamically across this 3D city and they're changing their math resolution on the fly, a traditional training method can't possibly keep track of it all.
No, it absolutely can't. Traditional AI relies on backpropagation.
Right, the standard way.
Yeah, which requires pausing the forward activity of the network to calculate global gradients backward
Yeah.
using the chain rule. It's basically stepping backward through complex calculus to update every single weight.
See, to me, backprop sounds like a micromanager at the top of a company.
Oh, definitely.
Like, whenever there's a workflow problem, they freeze the entire company, walk backward through every single department, and dictate every employee's exact task. I mean, it's incredibly slow.
Yeah, it's a very biologically implausible micromanager. So Loom abandons it entirely for a native alternative called neural target propagation, or target prop.
Target prop. Okay, so if we're firing the micromanager, how does target prop actually handle the learning? Do the local departments just manage themselves?
Pretty much, yeah. Instead of freezing the network for a global top-down derivative, target prop proposes a localized target state for each hidden layer.
Interesting.
And then each local layer updates itself independently using a Hebbian-style rule.
Let me make sure I've got that. Hebbian learning essentially means neurons that fire together, wire together, right?
Exactly right.
So it's learning based on what its immediate neighbors are doing rather than waiting for instructions from the boss at the top.
Spot on. And it uses something called a link budget to assess if the target is even worth chasing in the first place.
A link budget?
Yeah, think of the link budget as a localized quality control check. If the proposed target signal coming in is too noisy or heavily corrupted, the local layer just ignores the update entirely to prevent messing up what it already knows.
Oh, which stops the model from catastrophic forgetting. That makes total sense. And I'm guessing because target prop doesn't require all that smooth, continuous calculus from the top down, it allows that extreme one-bit quantization we talked about to actually train effectively.
You nailed it. That localized training is exactly what makes the heavy compression possible.
So what does this all mean for you? Like, if you're listening to this on a smartphone right now, what does a 3D AI framework actually change for your device?
That's the big question.
Right. And the answer is that Loom is a single zero dependency binary that runs natively on edge hardware via web GPU, meaning it brings autonomous, continuous learning directly to your personal devices completely offline.
Yeah. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, Loom provides the definitive blueprint for the post-back propagation era.
It really does.
We are finally moving away from those massive, rigid, cloud-dependent pipelines. I mean, the future is highly localized, hardware autonomous intelligence.
It really brings us right back to that bustling 3D city, breaking free from the 1D assembly line, which leaves us with a final question to ponder. If next-generation AI is ditching flat code to mimic the 3D spatial routing, localized learning, and temporal pulses of human cortical columns...
Which it is.
Right. Are we still writing software, or are we just digitally rebuilding the biological brain?